thank you for your continuing patience during this transitional
zombie apocalypse.
Your satisfaction is very important to us.
And welcome to show 23-24. I keep forgetting, which I should probably pay attention to, but you should be used to this by now. Or at least I'm back. No, it's been, I think, almost a month. 3 weeks, who knows. We have Big Brother and Mopes with me today.
Say hello.
Hi there.
Hello, ladies. Yes, I am single.
We know.
Oh.
But I have a few stuff to talk about today. Let's see here. Hopefully we'll try for semi-weekly shows, but you'll get what you get, and we'll find out what.
You'll get what you'll get, and you will like it.
Well, you don't have to like it. You just have to listen to it. Again and again. And again. So let's see here. One of the... Played a few new games. Let's see here. One of them, I don't know if it's a ball game. I played the Little Inferno game by the maker of World of Goo. And yeah, it's like the idea of it is good. The concept of it, it has nice dark undertones and all that, but yeah, it just is missing parts, and it has mechanics that turn the end part of the game bad.
You know what I really thought was funny about Little Inferno? For a game that really pushes the anti-consumerism aspect of it, it's like $12 or $13. Good God, yeah. Guys.
That part I'm disappointed.
Well, you want to get paid, I mean...
Yeah.
I just like the whole, it's buy everything, entertainment, television, watch everything on TV, entertainment, and... But they charge you way more than they really should for what really amounts to be a tech demo.
Yeah, because the burn and stuff and all that is nice. But, yeah, the puzzles themselves weren't really puzzles, so it's just burn stuff in combos and burn everything in order of this catalog, and you get the new one when you have enough money. And, yeah, because some of the is interesting going through all the new items, since a lot of that stuff has unique, reactions and all that. But yeah, it's not a full game is the problem. And also, towards one of the mechanics is, well, you buy the stuff in the catalog to burn in your Little Inferno, and you have to wait for it to ship to you. In the beginning, it's not bad. It's like 5 seconds or so. There are literally some items in the end of the game that you have to wait for 3 to 5 minutes. Which, yeah, forcing people to wait and it just to push the anti-consumer, it pretty much broke the game pushing the anti-consumer message.
More worried about their message than making a fun game, I take it?
Yeah.
Yep.
And also, I do have to say, at the end of the game, they do change it up, and that part is a bit interesting. Nothing really too fancy, but yeah, it's just for $12 or $13. Definitely not worth it. It's, I would say, $2 to $3 game. It's just...
So it's a wait for a Steam special game, huh?
Yeah, because, again, the mechanics and burning some of the stuff, like some of the things you can get a miniature moon which has its own gravitational field, which is neat. And yeah, so it does have some fun mechanics to it, but yeah, just they didn't assemble it in a proper game.
Which is really sad considering World of Goo.
I know. That definitely, I think, hurt their name. Because the main reason I bought it was it's from the people who made World of Goo. And also just the preview to it, the dark undertones, because pretty much the main thing of it is the world is getting cold and you're a little kid who ends up having to burn their toys in a fireplace to keep warm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice and depressing.
Yeah, I thought it sounded neat.
Yeah, the best part of the game is where you get to see the trailer halfway through.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just really, for $12, you want to ruin a good concept with clubbing somebody over the head with anti-consumerism. I don't know. Again, maybe $2, I would pick it up. Did you say you had something bigger? Well, aside just insane.
It's not a new game, but I just want to reiterate, Deus Ex Human Revolution is a badass game.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. I picked that up recently. I was playing it a little bit. I'm not terribly far into it, but it's been it's quite a fun game.
Yeah. I like the fact that you can just go around stuff multiple ways. Depending on what or how you skilled your or modified your character. Guessing that's all you had on it.
Yeah, that's about it.
I know you played this big, so probably talk some about PlanetSide 2. Those who haven't heard it, the free-to-play massive first-person shooter is that pretty much it's not multiplayer maps that you hop on and it's 20 people, so it's pretty much each server has three continents that I think you can have up to about easily in the hundreds. I think up to 1,000. I could be wrong. I don't know the exact stats, but there are a lot of people on it sometimes. That in these giant maps, just running around taking territory. And some of the battles can get quite intense.
Oh yeah, it's a really fun game. The problem I had, I kept getting lost, and I couldn't adjust the mouse sensitivity to my liking, no matter how much I played with it. It kept feeling like I'd move the mouse, but it had some kind of motion blur to the camera. Other than that, small gripe, really fun game. Easy to get lost.
Yeah, there's also three sides to it, which I think we talked about earlier. Pretty much each one has their own unique feel. They're pretty closely related for I can't think.
You've basically got the Terrans, which is like generic human. I can't remember their name.
Well, they're all human. There's the Empire, which wants peace through any means necessary.
Peace through violence.
Yep. Always a good peace negotiation plan. Then there's the Rebels. And lastly, there's the transhumanists, which think the only way through or forward is through alien tech. So easily to assume we went with the transhumanists. So, yeah. And yeah, pretty much they all have slightly different, like the transhumanists have hover tanks and more energy-based stuff. The Rebels, I think, are more explosives. But they're all well-balanced, and I haven't really noticed a difference in one side being overpowered than the other. Other than maybe too many people being on one side at a current moment in time. But, see here. There is an unlock mechanism in it, which, as you play over time, you get cert points, which you can use to get a few other guns. Haven't unlocked me yet, but for the main part, each style of gun has roughly the same power. It's slightly different mechanics for and reading the description of each one. So it doesn't look like higher end guns will be overly powerful, but then again, I haven't played with any of them, so I don't know. And again, the cert points are given out. I think you get more if you're doing a good job taking stuff over, but you get a steady supply of as long as you're in-game and playing. So that even if you aren't doing that good, you still get more cert points. You can also use them to unlock and upgrade stuff. Like, you can get... Well, there are some armor mods you can choose from. Can only have one active at a time, but like you can get a blast resistance or faster shield recharge. But that can be a little bit unbalancing for against new people, but all of this, like I said, can be unlocked from just playing, so there's no pay to win, other than it's just pay to be better faster. But yeah. Haven't played too much of it though, but can definitely see it being quite nice if you can get a large group in. So. Alright. Andy, have anything else to say about it, Big?
Yeah, you get a large group. Each of you get a vehicle, like tanks or the hover tanks or whatever, and you can just drive around the wastelands, capturing up all the small little points to capture to get a good foothold in an area. Stay away from the real big battles, like the the reactor core or whatever. Stay away from those if you're a beginner. Those are just insanity.
Yeah.
And they can take like an hour or so.
Yeah. Usually, unless you're playing a support unit and staying behind cover, the big battles in the beginning, you die a lot.
Another small detail. At the very beginning, I had a real tough time distinguishing between...
The teams?
Yeah, distinguishing between teams if they're friendly or not.
And, well, there's The rebels are easy since they're more reddish. But the Empire and the transhumanists are blue and purple. Which, in the middle of a big gunfight, can be a bit hard to distinguish if you don't know what to look for. Wish they had a slightly better friend for recognition, especially since there is friendly fire. So you can wipe out your own squad if you panic.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great way to end friendships.
I've killed other squads by confusing them, which is fun. It's just when you have a random person next to you who gets confused is not fun. And as far as I know, you can't, or don't really lose anything if you, or from dying. It's just, you have to find a new respawn that's close by, which sometimes can be a bit of a hike if you don't have anything controlled in that area, or the one of the vehicles is the, Is it the Shatterer?
Are you talking about the big mech guy?
No, not the mechs. The land-based infantry transport.
Oh, Shodan or something like that? Yeah. No, that's System Shock 2. I don't remember.
I can't remember. But yeah.
I haven't played it. Don't look at me.
You can get an upgrade for that to let people spawn on that if you set it up as a spawn point, so you can get a group of the people riding in on one of those and hide in it someplace close by. Can really improve the combat. Let's see here. Yeah. Well, talked about the mechs. Other than the standard classes, there's the max class, which you have to go to a resupply point to equip, and it costs, resource points, which recharge over time.
Totally worth it, though.
Yeah, pretty much you put on a personal battle suit that can have anything from anti-air guns to rocket launchers on its arms. They do play a bit odd since you have to have an engineer to heal them instead of a medic. But oddly enough, the medic can get them back up when they die, which is seems a bit odd. But, yeah. Pretty much they're the front first for pushing forward, but they can't capture points when somebody's playing as a max either, so it does have its drawbacks. Let's see. I think that pretty much covers it. I'd recommend playing it since it's free, so you can't give it the pay or buy rating, so I'd recommend checking out if you have a group of friends who want to play a new or large scale first person shooter. Let's see here. Dang it, I know I should start writing down what I plan to review beforehand, but
show notes can be quite helpful when doing a show.
Yeah, but that involves using logic. And that I prefer to be lazy. Dang it. Oh yeah. I can't really do a full review on it yet, but during the last sale on Steam, I ended up picking up Sleeping Dogs, which played through some of it. Again, like I said, don't have enough to review it, but I'm liking it so far. Pretty much it's Tokyo Triad version of Grand Theft Auto. And the combat in it is a lot more fighting based versus point and shoot. Or lock on and shoot. Because it can be quite brutal. Pretty much, the mechanics for fighting are pretty simple. There's a button, or attack button, which can be pressed in different combos to do different maneuvers. Then there's, you can grab somebody, and when you grab a hold of somebody, you can pretty much run forward with them. And there's environmental stuff like air conditioning unit in the wall. And you literally completely embed their head into the AC unit. They don't get up after that.
I'd be amazed if they did. You ever stick your hand inside one of those things? They're sharp.
Yeah. That does have some brutal. There are guns eventually in the game. I haven't gotten that far into it yet. That don't know how much that'll change the combat. I hope it stays mostly a beat 'em up type combat, because it really satisfying just smashing somebody's face in. Because it does take some skill versus the lock on and pull trigger. The graphics on it are quite nice. Grand Theft Auto games on the PC are a bit annoying driving wise, in my opinion. But this one does have pretty decent driving mechanics, so that I do like. It's just the whole getting used to driving on the other side of the road that can be a bit of a problem. I don't know. Again, I'll probably finish playing it here and finish the review later on. And I think we've gone through reviewing stuff too quickly.
Well, part of the problem is that, I don't know that we've all played the same games you have.
And that is
It's rough to talk about a game I haven't played.
Oh, yeah. So we need to start playing the same game. Other than Payday. Which that game just seems to get more and more brutal.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I finally got to level 135 and can now play the Overkill 135 plus difficulty. And I'm not really looking forward to it. That game. Just seems to get more and more ridiculous. Let's see here. I'm all out of stuff. Guessing you guys don't have anything to fill out another half an hour.
Not half an hour, but I did just pick up Castle Crashers on Steam. They're currently pushing their controller-based games in a big sale. So I'd played Castle Crashers with some friends on an Xbox, but I never really got to play it much. So, one thing the gameplay is good. It's, you know, standard, you know, beat 'em up, Golden Axe. Golden Axe is the game. I was thinking of to explain this gameplay style. Very cartoony, I mean, but it's a good little beat 'em up, and The one thing I'm annoyed with is they recommend, they have a big thing up saying, oh no, you have to use a controller to play this game. Well, okay. So I go get my controller. And no, you actually have to have an Xbox controller. You can't just use any gamepad. Which I think is insane on a PC game. I mean, even if it is a port, I don't care.
But you won't let you use another or any other controller?
The only one it'll pick up is an Xbox gamepad. Now, there's some third-party programs out there to make, like, you know, your joystick work, but I've got a really old Nostromo gamepad that doesn't appear to work with any of those programs. So I ended up mapping it to the keyboard because it's got a program for doing that. And it works fine. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, really, you're going to make me use an Xbox gamepad? And a couple other games are like that, too. It's like, I guess the Xbox has their own special API for their gamepads, as opposed to just using the old Windows DirectX. So it's just strange.
All right,
but, I'm yeah, gameplay is good, and it was only $5, so.
Not bad. Yeah, I understand having it sort presets to that, but yeah, you'd think adding other controller support would be a good idea for PC.
I have a feeling it was just a direct port that they did very quickly.
Yeah.
But gameplay so far is fine.
Yeah. Was looking at that earlier. May give it another try here. Alright.
I do love how excessively brutal you can be to a bad guy if you get him pinned against the wall and just don't let them die.
So you just keep beating him up even when he's still, or not letting him die.
Well, the game will eventually stop you and, you know, let him die, but, like, just this little bad guy, I had him pinned against the wall. He was the last one in the group. And, I mean, I was just pounding him. I had to hit him, like, 20 times.
Okay. So don't be a little bad guy in a beat-em-up that Murps is playing.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I will murder your ass with this meat tenderizer, which I'm supposed to believe is a mace.
Well, mace is a meat tenderizer. Just an upgraded version, right?
Well, this one looks more like a meat tenderizer and less like a mace.
Oh. You got the low end one then.
Well, I'm fairly low level. I did just pick up the game this evening. So, but yeah, you know, it's Golden Axe. You run around, you beat things up, you have kind of that pseudo three-dimensional area to work in. Hmm. And it's very cartoony, very comical. So, but, I mean, I'm enjoying the gameplay. The game's old enough, anyone should know what it is at this point, so I shouldn't be explaining what the game actually is. So far, gameplay feels fairly smooth. It honestly looks like a Flash game. But that's fine. I mean, you know, nothing wrong with it looking like a Flash game. It's just kind of does. It's that art style, really.
Yeah. All right. Unless you had anything else, I think I'm gonna close the show down here. And again, I was too lazy to put in my music, so let's see here. Stalling for time. Random thing going in. Have fun.
sky as it all comes away, watching as the screen fades to black, plugging in your brain an unrecognized device. I'm your screen savior.